The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him up by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, is a very clear theme and emphasis that comes through from the Bible readings in this morning's Mass. It's the love and compassion of Jesus for the poor and marginalized. We heard in the first reading a prophecy from Isaiah that when the Messiah comes, the Savior, he would make his identity known by, among other things, healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, opening the mouth of the dumb, the ears of the deaf. That prophecy has been immortalized in wonderful, glorious music in George Frederick Handel's great oratorio, The Messiah, a wonderful contralto solo that proclaims that beautiful prophecy of Isaiah. Beautiful words, beautiful music that have inspired people over thousands of years. But in the Gospel, we hear our Lord fulfilling that prophecy. In this case, healing a deaf mute, opening his ears and his mouth so that he can speak. You know, today in our society, we, after thousands of years of Christian influence, we, as it were, do our best to mainstream those who are handicapped, the blind and the deaf and the mute and so on. We have all kinds of programs to help them. We have, apart from Medicare, we have associations that help them to realize their potential, their dignity. We're used to that today, but 2,000 years ago, those who suffered from these handicaps didn't suffer just from the handicap of physical disability. They were very often marginalized socially as well. They were more or less outcast and often largely forgotten. And so when Jesus comes to fulfill that prophecy of Isaiah, he is showing not only the power of God, he's also showing the love and mercy of God towards those who are at the fringes of society, at the peripheries, to use a word that is very much loved by Pope Francis, who of course is making a love for the poor and the marginalized a very important theme of his whole approach to his mission as Pope. In the second reading today from the letter of St. James, we hear the same theme coming through. St. James urges people in the church community of that time not to give preferential treatment to the rich. So if you hear a rich man coming in clothed in beautiful brocade and obviously well-to-do and important, and you really take a lot of attention to him and please to take the first seats, the most important, and then there's another poor man who just kind of sits down the back somewhere, that's not the way that we should be treating people. And so, again, we have this double emphasis in Jesus' miracles of healing, showing the power of God that identifies his mission. He's not just another prophet, he's the Son of God. And his special love for the poor and the underprivileged. Even though these days, as I've just been saying, we do tend to give a lot more attention, and very rightly, to helping those who suffer from these kinds of physical defects. They're not nearly as marginalized as they once were. At the same time, this very same society that we live in today is marginalizing and forgetting about certain other groups of people and discriminating against them. There is still a lot of racial disharmony in our country, as we are very much aware here in St. Louis with all the problems at Ferguson and so on the last year. But also, there are others whom the major media don't give much attention to. We think of the unborn, who are so often marginalized, not recognized as having any right to life. That, of course, has been forced on the media by the recent revelations of these Planned Parenthood videos in which people are callously talking about chopping up little unborn infants and selling their body parts, the most horrible things we could imagine. And that has certainly been forcing itself on the attention of the media on that those dreadful revelations that have been made recently. So the unborn, those at the other end, the very elderly, with the constant push for euthanasia. And we shouldn't forget, just in the last week, we've heard news of a very brave Christian woman named Kim Davis, a county clerk in Kentucky, who has gone to jail rather than hand out marriage licenses to people of the same sex. She's following the example of the apostles. We read in the book of Acts that they said in immortal words when they were told by the Sanhedrin to do something against God's law, they said, "We must obey God rather than men." And this is what this brave lady in Kentucky is doing. She's prepared to go to jail rather than take the easier course of just, well, resigning from her job, because she's saying, no, this law is against God's law. It's against the law of nature itself. And she's, by her example, she is drawing attention to the fact that there is injustice in putting so-called marriage between couples of the same sex on the same plane as true and natural marriage. So let's be very conscious in these days, particularly with Pope Francis's visit coming up about to visit and take part in the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia, and then next month when the bishops of the world or their representatives will be gathering again in Rome for the Synod on Marriage and the Family. Let's pray that, as well as those who rightly recognize as needing help from society, the kind of people our Lord healed in today's Gospel, let's pray also for more justice for those other groups in society whose rights are not being recognized, whose right to life is not being recognized, whose right to religious freedom is not being recognized, so that these injustices will be rectified and that our society will acknowledge the sanctity of marriage, particularly, and the sanctity of human life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.